Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
So just a quick heads up, this episode talks about police violence. You're listening to Disinformed, a mini-series from There Are No Girls on the Internet. I'm Bridget Todd. So if I sound tired or emotional right now, it's because I am. I saw something happening online and I felt just called to respond. That's how I put it to my very patient producer, Tari, who agreed to scrap the episode she had all set to publish today so that I could. So here's what's going on. In Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Dante Wright, a 20-year-old Black man, was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop. And I don't know, this just really got to me. Wright was initially stopped by police for having expired tags, and the stop got confrontational after police spotted an air freshener dangling from his rearview mirror, which is a traffic violation in the state. Now, you might be thinking, why in the hell do you need police to have this kind of confrontation for something as simple and small as an air freshener? I know it sounds ridiculous, but this same thing has happened to me multiple times. And if you're Black, I probably don't need to tell you that these kinds of low-level traffic stops can turn violent or deadly pretty quickly. According to Harvard School of Public Health, Black people are more than 3 times likely as white people to be killed during a police encounter. And studies have also found that Black drivers are far more likely to be stopped by police than white drivers. So yeah, just driving around your own community as a Black person can be a death sentence. When Dante, who, you know, at 20 years old, is still so young, was being pulled over, he initially called his mom for help. And something about that just really breaks my heart. In an emotional press conference following his death, Dante's mother, Katie Wright, shared her heartbreak. And it's really hard to listen to.
I just need everyone to know that he was my life. He was my son. And I can never get that back because of a mistake.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief said that Kim Porter, the police officer who killed Dante, meant to use her taser, but grabbed her gun instead. But if you've ever held a taser and a gun, I've held both, you know they feel really different. So how does a police union president and a 26-year veteran of the police force like Kim Porter make this kind of, quote, mistake? Dante's dad is not having it. Here's what he had to say on Good Morning America today.
I cannot accept that. I lost my son. He's never coming back. I can't accept that a mistake. That doesn't even sound right. You know, this officer that's been on the force for 26 years. I can't accept that.
Now that officer, Kim Porter, she resigned this afternoon, but to be clear, this is actually a pretty common thing that officers do when they expect to be fired, because it can be kind of a defensive move to prevent facing further discipline like losing your pension. And right now, there is absolutely nothing stopping her from joining a police force someplace else. And all of this is pretty hard to watch, especially when you consider that it's happening in Minnesota, just a few short miles away from Minneapolis, where the city is currently gripped by a trial for Officer Derek Chauvin for killing George Floyd, another unarmed black man whose death sparked a massive global racial justice movement this past summer. Y'all, it's just a lot. This moment, the black death, all of it. And here's where it gets even worse for me, because we can't even have this moment without bad actors on social media coming in to exploit our pain. This afternoon, when I logged into Twitter, I found a handful of big, influential, verified far-right accounts comparing Dante Wright, who was shot and killed for just driving his own car, and Ashley Babbitt, the white woman who you might remember was shot and killed by police while she was pushing her way into the Capitol during the insurrection on January 6th. Popular conspiracy theory podcaster and convicted felon Dinesh D'Souza tweeted, "Why do we know the name of the cop who killed Dante Wright, but not the name of the cop who killed Ashley Babbitt?" These kinds of sentiments were echoed by many big far-right accounts, so much so that Ashley Babbitt's name is currently trending on Twitter right now as I record this. Instead of letting a community that's already been through so much mourn this loss, bad actors are trying to seize on the conversation and use it to distort and downplay the insurrection on January 6th. One person tweeted, "Ashley Babbitt innocently entered an open Capitol as part of a legitimate protest, a Capitol purposely left mostly unprotected to entice them in. She was unarmed, as were all protesters on that day. An unarmed insurrection, she was shot dead for her opinion. Who killed her?" I mean, there's just so much wrong with that statement. And as much as I see the worst of what humanity has to offer online, from following the darkest corners of the internet for this very podcast day in and day out, I have to say, this just hurt. And this is what I mean when I say discourse on social media has reached a point where sometimes it seems impossible to have any kind of real dialogue, even about things that are important or impactful. And it should also just go to show how brazen bad actors are on social media. Now, I don't believe that anyone deserves to be killed by the police, full stop. But to compare Ashley Babbitt, someone who was forcing her way into the Capitol through a broken window during a violent and deadly insurrection, and Dante Wright, someone who was just driving his car, minding his own business, is so deeply disingenuous that it's insulting. I am insulted. We should all be insulted. And peep the way these bad actors are trying to use race to further stoke this division. They say the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt is a black man, and we know the officer who killed Dante Wright is a white woman. The Daily Wire's Matt Walsh tweeted, "If everything else was the same, but Ashley Babbitt was a liberal black woman, and the cop who shot her was a white man, there will be murals painted in her honor across the country, and that cop would be on trial for murder." It's so obvious what they're doing, and by now, we should recognize this as a page right out of the bad actor playbook. These people seize on conversations that are already racially or politically charged and flatten them out and distort them until it seems impossible to have any kind of meaningful conversation at all. They want to divide us. They want outrage. They zero in on our tensions and our pain points and poke at them until they throb. I talk so much about disinformation, what it does to our discourse and our democracy, but this is its true cost. Even in tragedy, even in death, they exploit. Nothing is sacred. nothing. It's sick. It makes me sick. I'm tired, y'all, and I'm sure y'all are too. I'm sick of having to defend our humanity again and again to people who are hell-bent on using our pain, our lives, and our identities and our deaths to score cheap points and push false narratives that end up hurting us all. My friends at Color of Change are organizing. Text Enough to 55165 or check the link in the show description to get involved. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help us grow by subscribing. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? We'd love to hear from you at hello@tangodi.com. Disinformed is brought to you by There Are No Girls on the Internet. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our supervising producer and engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. For more great podcasts, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back, having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.